Joining us by telephone is Secretary Ben Brancel. The Wisconsin agriculture count, important. Now, a lot of us just say, oh, it's a census, you fill out this or that, and you forget about it. But it's a lot of important information, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very complete census. It asks all kinds of questions about rent and production and marketing, and it gives a complete, accurate analysis of agriculture if it's filled out correctly.
What types of things are in this census questionnaire?
Well, it'll ask you about your farming practices, how much land you rent or are renting. It'll ask you what kind of agriculture you participate in, what kind of animal numbers you have. And all of that is then collated into a document that helps in the audiences that you need to present to. And it's used in a variety of ways, depending if it's at a state level or a national level.
Is this important information for, say, a future farm bill or for legislation at the state level?
Well, it even comes into play when it's on a year-to-year basis. When USDA goes to Congress and starts articulating policy issues or policy decisions, a lot of those are based on numbers and criteria that they derive from the census. At the state level, we share this information with the University of Wisconsin that does economic analysis work. We share it with legislators. And when we get final numbers off the census, we share that with people outside of our state and outside of our country to show them what we have in the state of Wisconsin as a census-derived information.
The census will begin when?
Well, you should be receiving your census documents in the mail in the near future, very shortly. If you do not receive a census form, I would suggest by the second week of January that you call a toll-free number, and that toll-free number is 888-424-7828, and ask them what happened to your census. This information, the more complete it is, the more accurate it is, the more beneficial it will be for all of us.
When is the deadline to turn the census papers back in?
Well, it needs to come in by February 4th, and that information that's derived from the census takes quite a while to put together, and in fact, it takes months in order for us to get valuable information off the census. The first step is confidentiality. The second step is to make sure that any information derived from the census cannot be tracked indirectly back to any producer or any locale. And the third is that a timely review of the information before it's released to make sure that it's as accurate as possible.
Are there any specific things you can think of that have changed policy or changed the direction of agriculture based on the information in past census?
Well, I think information that's been derived by people that have talked about selling their products to local consumers has generated a lot of interest in the farm-to-market programs. It's generated a lot of interest in the buy local or get-to-know-your-farmer program. I'm sure that Secretary Madigan was using that as some of her materials. And it's also important for the commercial farming operations. When we have a chance to talk to our foreign guests, we talk about the value of our commodities and the size of our commodities. What they want to know is this just something that you guys dabble in, or are you really good at it, and how involved are you in it? So the statistics that are derived off of that, we are able to talk about our ginseng industry. We're able to talk about our cranberry industry. We're able to tell them how valuable potatoes are to this state, as well as information on dairy and other kinds of commodities.
So this really helps with the marketing overseas?
Oh, very much so, because if they believe that it's a significant portion of your agriculture portfolio, or if they think that it's pretty significant as far as U.S. Production, then they take a much closer look at the industries that you have here and the kinds of businesses that work within that commodity area, and they take much more interest in purchasing the products that you're marketing. Just for instance, you might have some pretty good orange trees in your backyard, but when you start talking about marketing your oranges, your voice probably is not heard very far compared to Florida. When you start talking about ginseng or cranberries or dairy, your voice is really carried along ways because the census data has confirmed what others have suspected. So that makes for very valuable documentation for our foreign buyers.
Looking at the domestic side of things, does this help local producers in any way as far as learning about other producers in their own region?
Well, it can. from the census data, it goes to, for instance, the university, and the university always, or has in the past anyway, used the data to collect some economic analysis and to give rise to information that can be used by many, and some are farmers. And some of the census data material are used by farmers as they explore other options or other opportunities. I don't know specifically offhand how many, but I know that oftentimes I'm asked by farmers, do you have anything that can give me the local or the newest material and information possible in given areas? And we go back to census data as well as our yearly analysis that we use here at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection.
I would imagine the census also helps you collect information about new products, new procedures, new ideas that maybe one or two are trying out now. The rest are watching to see how they function later.
Well, the questions about what kind of tillage are you using and how much do you use in chemicals, how much do you use in other kinds of tillage practices, helping conservation efforts and also help give information back to those decision makers that impact the programs that relate to those aspects of production agriculture.
You mentioned it takes months to compile the data once the census is turned in February. What's the approximate release date when it's done?
You know, we haven't really heard the exact release date, but it could be as late as this year or even early next year before you'll see all of the census data out.
Is this done every year or?
Every 5 years, there's a major census that is done. We do spot checking inquiries. We have enumerators. The USDA has enumerators in the state of Wisconsin that help give month-to-month reports and yearly reports, but the census is actually the document which is looked at as the major piece of statistical information available. And it also, because it's taken place every 5 years, shows trends over time.
Ben Brancel is our Secretary of Agriculture. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me. And fill out your census and fill it out as accurate as possible. Thank you.